8 was the wrong time. It's 7:30. Yeah. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Gopi. Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Gopi Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Gopi Jana Valla Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotereshata Shri Srimadabhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskan Sanstapakacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Niti Lila Pravishta Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Srila Gorki Shordas Babaji Maharaj Ki Sachit Ananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Vaishnav Sarvabhoma Shri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Gaudiya Vedanta Acharya Baladev Vidya Bhushan Prabhu Ki Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Ki Shri Narottam Das Thakur Ki Shri Rupsanathan Bhattar Gunath Shri Jiva Gopal Bhattar Das Raghunath Shad Goswami Prabhu Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Se Koho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gokubinath Sham Gundradha Kundgiri Govardhana Ki श्री वृंद देवी गंग देवी जमुन देवी भक्ति देवी की, श्री वृंदावन धाम की, मथुरा धाम की, मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की, श्री जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की, श्री द्वारका पुरी धाम की, श्री अयोध्या पुरी धाम की, श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी मंदिर की, श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी की, श्री 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 जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा देवी सुदर्शन चक्र की, श्री श्री गौर निताई की, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, गौर प्रेमानंद हरि हरि बोल, समावेत भक्तवृंद की, समावेत भक्तवृंद की, समावेत भक्तवृंद की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, हरे कृष्ण। नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारणे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भागवतीत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम स्कंद 10 अध्याय 10 श्लोक 19 करेक्ट। तदहं मत्तयोर्माध्व्या वारुण्या श्रीमदान्धयोः तमो मदं हरिष्यामि श्रैण्ययोरजितात्मनोः तदहं मत्तयोर्माध्व्या वारुण्या श्रीमद् आन्धयोः तमो मदं हरिष्यामि श्रैण्ययोरजितात्मनोः। तदहं मत्तयोर्माध्व्या वारुण्या श्रीमदान्धयोः 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 tamo madam harishyami. Strainayor ajitatmanoho. Tadaham madhayor madhya. Varunya shimadandayoho. Tamo madam harishyami. Strainayor ajitatmanoho. Tadaham mattayor madhya. Varunya shimadandayoho. Tamo madam harishyami. Strainayor ajitatmanoho. Tadaham mattayor madhya. Varunya shimadandayoho. Tamo madam harishyami. Strainayor ajitatmanoho. Alex, you want to try? Tadaham mattayor madhya. Varunya shimadandayoho. Tamo madam harishyami. Strainayor ajitatmanoho. Wanna try? Tadaham mattayor madhya. Varunya shimadandayoho. Tamo madam harishyami. Strainayor ajitatmanoho. Padapataha. Padapataha. Pada is word. Pataha, reading. Reading the words. Tat, therefore. Aham, I. Mattayoho. Of these two drunken persons. Madhya. By drinking liquor. Varunya. Named Varuni. Srimadandayoho. Who are blinded by celestial opulence. Tamammadham, this false prestige due to the mode of ignorance. Harishyami, I shall take away. Strainayoho, because they have become so attached to women. Ajita atmanoho, being unable to control the senses. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, since these two persons, drunk with the liquor named Varuni or Madhvi, and unable to control their senses, have been blinded by the pride of celestial opulence and have become attached to women, I shall relieve them of their false prestige. Purport. When a sadhu chastises or punishes someone, he does not do so for revenge. Maharaj Parikshit had inquired why Narada Muni was subject to such a spirit of revenge, tamaha. But this was not tamaha, for Narada Muni, in full knowledge of what was for the good of the two brothers, wisely thought of how to cure them. Vaishnavas are good physicians. They know how to protect a person from material disease. Thus they are never in tamoguna. Sagunan samatityaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Vaishnavas are always situated on the transcendental platform, the Brahman platform. They cannot be subject to mistakes or the influence of the modes of material nature. Whatever they do after full consideration is meant just to lead everyone back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. And yet we know that there are Vaishnavas on different platforms, Kanishta, Madhyama, and Uttama. So not all Vaishnavas are what Prabhupada describes here on the Brahman platform. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. When one comes to the Brahman platform, he becomes satisfied. Prasanna is satisfaction. Atma, the self, becomes satisfied. Na sochati na kankshati. At that point, a person doesn't have any worries or any desires. Kanksha, akanksha, desires. Na sochati, they don't think of anything. Samaha sarveshu bhuteshu, they are equal to all living entities. But we are not that. We are not that. Today, I was reading a conversation of Prabhupada, commenting on Ramananda Rai, the discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, this is external, this is external. Varnashram dharma is external. However, Prabhupada said that is the spiritual platform. But we are not on that platform. We are in the material platform. So we have to follow the Varnashram dharma. Seems like the opposite of what it says there, right? Eha bahya. Eho bahya. This is external. But we're not on the topmost platform. And if we imitate the people who are on the topmost platform, we become sahajiyas. We take it cheaply and we perform sinful activities like Nala Kuvara and Manigriba. We see there are materialistic devotees also. Some are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita specifically. Who was that? Pundarik Vidyanidhi. If you have read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Pundarik Vidyanidhi was a rich person. And he had some material attachments, so Jagannath chastised him. Right? Jagannath slapped him in a dream. Ramananda Rai was a governor. Here in the verse, Srimad, what is it? Srimad Srimad Andayoho. Srimad means one who is wealthy. Acha, these two, Nala Kuvara and Manigriba, were extremely wealthy. But wealth had a different consideration in the past. Interactive. What was wealth? What's the Vedic concept of wealth? Who can say? Jai Balaradev. Very good. You have given the correct answer. Partially the correct answer. Also gold and animals. Not only cows, but like the king of Puri, even today, you know what his title is? Who knows? The Indian devotees are supposed to know that, right? You don't know. You're not from Orissa, that's why. He's from Orissa, but yeah, sometimes the class is a good sleeping pill. So the king of Orissa is called Gajapati. Gaja is an elephant. Hastinapur. Hasti is another word for elephant. So there are many. Kunjaraha. Manye kunjara sochabat. You know that verse? Who knows that verse? Manye kunjara sochabat. We have a hand. So kunjaraha, hastinaha, gajaha. These are words in Sanskrit. Samskritam shikshaniyam. Na kevalam ucharanam kintu artha jnanam apekshate. Oh, I started speaking in Sanskrit. Excuse me. Excuse me for sinning. I speak in Sanskrit. Gajapati, he had many elephants. That was the sign of wealth. You gave the correct answer. Cows. Acha, when the Pandavas were in 14 years, no, was it 13 years? 13 years. 12 years in the forest and 1 year in hiding. Where did they go in hiding? Who knows? You know? Kingdom of Virat. Correct answer? You're going to become a millionaire, right? That's, who wants to be a millionaire? Questions and answers. So in the kingdom of Virat, what did the Pandavas do? Who knows the story? Yeah. Right. Right. You know the story. It's a good story. Nakul and Sahadev, the twins, the youngest Pandavas, looked after the cows and the horses of the king of Virat. King Virat. Virat, I think, what was his name? Uttara. And his daughter Uttara married, who did she marry? Abhimanyu. Who is Abhimanyu? Son of Subhadra, right? And Arjuna. Kings had horses. Kings had cows. Kings had elephants. That was their great opulence. So Mahabharata story illustrates that. But it was 5,000 years ago. Now the king of Udaipur has his, car museum where he shows his classic cars to the public. You've been there? Maharana of Mewar. He's called the Maharana, not the Maharaja. Maharana, Mewar. Mewar is Udaipur, part of Rajasthan. So what happened to the Vedic culture? Thousands of years have passed. So Madandayoho, they were blinded. Anda means blind. And Srimad, by wealth, Srimad Andayoho, they thought they could behave with impunity. And they were the sons of Kubera. So Kubera is the treasurer of the demigods. What does that mean? It's hard to understand because we're not in the heavenly planets, but a lot of opulence is in his hands. And his sons were privileged. We see rich man's sons get spoiled. Not in every case, but it's quite common, right? It's quite common. They don't have any ethics because they're spoiled with wealth. So this is what happened to these two. Because they were spoiled with wealth, their father was extremely powerful Devata. We don't know who they, what kind of punya they did, but they committed an aparad. They were naked in front of Narada. So Narada said these words, "I will take away this illusion that they are living in by cursing them to become trees." Who would want to be a tree? But the trees are alive. We have some independence. Actually, yeah. I had to come here. I had a little money. Somehow I got the money together and I came. It's expensive. It's a long way. But what's going on in my body, I don't know. So I could get into a machine and come all the way halfway across the world. But actually how the eyes are taking pictures or the ears are recording sound, I don't know how that's going on. So how much power do we have? How much independence do we really have? We don't have much. We don't have much. Prabhupada called it minute independence. Now, by following the Vedic principles, one can elevate his soul. And those who do not follow the Vedic principles, what happens? There's many verses in Gita, which, a couple of them I have memorized. Asurim yonim appanna mudha janmani janmani. Who knows this verse? You have one. No? Asurim yonim. What is a yoni? Womb. Asura yoni. In the womb of the demons. Asura means a demon. Acha, most of us here are from that community of demons. Black or white, we are meat eaters, cow killers, cow killing families, asuras. Yeah, it's a sad reality that due to our prarabdha karmas, our actions in a past life, we were born in fallen families. Families where the activities that are described here are everyday activities. Somehow, just like Narad Muni uplifted these two brothers, we also are trying to be uplifted. Some of us think we're already there. It's not so easy. It's not so easy. So this illusion in the material world, well, the material world is a place of illusion. It's upside down. Urdhva mulam adashakam. The roots are going up and the branches are down, upside down. Perverted reflection of the spiritual world. How to get out, how to cut the illusion. That's the purpose of the Vedic system. Gradually, gradual elevation. So gradual elevation means slowly. Prabhupada has written the slow process of devotional service. It's not that you came into bhakti and then the airplane from Vaikuntha is waiting to take you back. That's in the story of Bhakta Dhruva Maharaj, or Dhruv. The airplane came and he killed so many demons. Why should he go to Vaikuntha? Someone may say like that. If you read the story in the Bhagavatam, the Dhruva story, he killed thousands and thousands of, what were they? I can't remember the name. Yakshas? Yakshas are the devatas. They're actually associates of Kubera, like these are the sons of Kubera. And then who pleaded? Somebody pleaded with him, stop killing them. Was it Brahma? Brahma or one of the demigods. Kubera himself pleaded with Dhruva, please don't kill them. Still, Dhruva was such a great devotee that the airplane came to take him back home, back to Godhead. So we should not think that, well, because we are wearing the dress of a devotee, somehow we're as great as Dhruva, and that we'll be liberated for sure. But we say that. We preach that. We preach that to give hope. To give hope. Prabhupada said that practically we are breaking this ninth offense against the holy name, which is preaching the glories of the holy name to the faithless. Practically we're breaking that. Because we're distributing the books, we're preaching to faithless people. They don't believe. Who believes and who doesn't believe? Krishna has given independence. If you want, you can believe. There's a basis for the belief, Shastra Pramanam. Now there are some devotees that say, well, whatever Prabhupada said is enough. But if you believe that, even if you believe that, you have to believe that Prabhupada said Shastra is the center of all. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in one of the purports, I think it's Madhya Leela, chapter 20, text 360, I can't remember now. He says clearly, Shastra is the center of all. In other words, our whole basis of our ideology are these Vedic literatures. It's not a concoction that we cooked up. There are so many religions in the world, and we believe they have been concocted. Because there's no, it's not Vedic, and the Vedas have no human origin. Apurusheyatvam, it's called. Vedas, Shrutis did not originate from any man. And these Smritis and Itihasas are presenting in a simpler language the teachings of the Vedas. And the teaching of the Vedas is Varnashram system. Simple village life. Oh, it's very difficult to live in a village. Very difficult. I'm not doing it, so, you know, I can't say I'm doing it and you're not doing it. But that's what Krishna did. Lord Krishna set the example, right? Living as a simple cowherd in a village and milk. Milk was the great opulence. Milk was the great opulence. Why? Sattvic. So if someone is tamasic, asurim yonim apanna. If someone is demoniac like these brothers, Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, I throw them into asura yoni, the womb of a demon. Now you may say, well, a tree is not a demon. That's true. Asurim yonim apanna mudha janmani janmani. These fools who behave like demons, I throw them again and again into these lower species. So demoniac, it's called demoniac, but it means a lower species. And so the tree is considered a lower species. Why? Intelligence has not been given to the tree. Neither intelligence, I mean, there must be some minute intelligence. The internal functions, it's actually nature. So how can you say intelligence? There's no brain in a tree. Then the tree is living. There's a soul there, but covered by heavy mode of ignorance, tamogun. So again and again, those who committed these sinful activities, they have to be born as trees, birds, animals, aquatics, and whatnot. They go on in the wheel of the material world, repetition of birth and death, the samsara chakra. Kshiprami ajasram ashubhan. I throw them, asuri shveva yonishu, in the womb of a lower species that is ashub. Ashub means inauspicious. So to be a tree, now here in Chicago, how many trees are there? Lots. That's one of the features of this place. I grew up in Evanston, they called it the city of churches and trees. A lot of trees, and they're suffering now. I mean, we're suffering in this cold. You can imagine their suffering. So, the material world is a place of suffering. Anityam asukam lokam. It is temporary. Anityam asukam, there's no happiness. Lokam, place. And in different ways, there's unlimited jivas, souls, who are living in different bodies, who are suffering in different ways. Human life is rare, even though there are 7 billion human beings, as modern calculation says. But they have a brain, they have an intelligence by which they can understand what is right and what is wrong. That is buddhi, discriminating intelligence. So the subtle body, man, buddhi, ahankar, the feeling that I am, the intelligent discriminating factor, and then the mind that can function and, you know, decide what to do and what not to do. And if people want to act like Nala Kuvara and Manigriva, which is most of the human population today, you know, they just want to go out and get drunk. So the story is apropos to the modern condition of human society. What is the modern condition of human society? It's in India, it's the same. Except for our Gujarat. And then there are people complaining because Gujarat is a prohibition state. Maybe Bihar now under Nitish Kumar, the chief minister, is also prohibition. There's no alcohol sold. It's sold in a few shops. You have to have a license from the the district surgeon, medical use. But very few people get that. Most of the people, there are no liquor shops. But the rest of India, there are liquor shops all over the place. Doing a brisk business, by the way. Doing a brisk business. So it's not just that, well, it's India, so there's no sinful activities going on. But in India, there are thousands and thousands of people who are still attached to Vedic culture and Vedic shastras. And they guide their lives. You know, like for instance, it's become popular in India to stand up and eat. But previously in the villages, if someone stood and eat, the parents would chastise them. Are you a cow or a horse? They would chastise the children. Because Vedic culture, you're supposed to sit down and eat on the ground. On an asan. You're supposed to sit on a... What do you call an asan in English? A mat. So there's a certain way to do everything according to Vedic culture. Prabhupada introduced that. We don't want to follow that. We don't want to follow. That's our fault. That's our mistake. If we want to become advanced, then we should follow it. Isn't it? If we really want spiritual advancement, just like you put your hand in your mouth, after that you have to wash your hand. But in this country, you know, it's a habit for people to put their hands in their mouth and just wipe it here and there, and they think that they're clean. But they're unclean. So this lack of cleanliness is a symptom of the mode of passion and ignorance, the lower modes. Cleanliness, right? Cleanliness is next to godliness. Prabhupada used to quote that English saying. Because if you're clean, you can purify yourself. So cleanliness within and without, like taking a bath. So the Western religions, I met one of the priests here in Chicago last year. What was it, a year ago? Sorry, year and a quarter or whatever. And so I just wanted to test, you know, I said, after you go to the toilet, what do you do? Well, I wash my hands. But in Vedic culture, after passing stool, you have to take a bath. Now, someone may say, well, you know, it's cold here. It is. It is cold. But there is a Vedic standard. Acha, what is a bath? The shower we take is not a bath. Did you know that? Yeah, no, it's not a bath. Bath means to submerge your body in water, totally. So river is the best. Ganga is the best. Ganga is the best. And after Ganga, there are six more sacred rivers. And after those six, any river that goes into an ocean, that flows into the ocean, is considered a better source of water. And then, after those rivers that go into the ocean, there are just rivers. And if there's no river, like in Gujarat, we have, every village had a lake. Right? And there, Pushkaraha was the Sanskrit name. Taragaha, Pushkaraha, there are so many names. In Bengali, they could not say Pushkaraha, they say Pukur, Pukur. But the Sanskrit is Pushkaraha. So you should at least submerge your body in the water, whether it's a river, whether it's a lake. People who didn't have access to river and lake, there was a well. There are still Brahmins, they won't take a bath unless there's a river, a lake, or well water. They won't take this modern... going through all this, whatever it is, plumbing, and take a bath like that. Prabhupada was not fanatic. Now, is it fanatic to take a bath in a river? That was the culture. That's in the Shastras. That's in Vedic literature. Right now, I don't have the exact quote. Someone will say, where's the exact quote? Okay. But it's well known. Bath means submersion in the water. And Gayatri mantra was said in the water, right? Akrura Isn't that in the Bhagavad? He went to chant Gayatri in the Yamuna, and then he saw Mahavishnu and he had a wonderful experience. That's here in the 10th canto. So that was the system. Yeah, in this cold, it's prohibitively cold to take a bath outside in a body of water. It's difficult. Impossible. It's not impossible, but wow. Somebody wouldn't want to do that on a regular basis. You know, once in a while, they might, you know, polar bear club, they call it. So the idea is to become clean outside and inside. Prabhupada said inside by chanting Hare Krishna. It also means inside to absorb yourself in the teachings of Vedic literature. Not only the chanting, but if you read Vedic Shastras, like the Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Ramayana, and even the Vedas, you purify your mind. And the Maya of this world is contaminating the mind. Yeah, it contaminates the mind. What with? With the lower modes of nature. So, where did we have that? There's a verse in Gita. Sagunan samatityaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. When one crosses over the three modes, gunatitaha, atit means beyond, go beyond. Gunas, rajogun, tamogun, sattvagun. Sagunan samatitya etan gunan, these gunas. Samatitya, you should cross over them. So Bhagavatam says, what's that verse? Sattvam vishuddham vasudeva shabditam. Vishuddha sattva. The mode of goodness purified completely. No touch of the mode of passion and ignorance. These modes are fighting, according to Gita. There's a competition between the mode of ignorance, the mode of passion, the mode of goodness. Sometimes, I can't remember, that's 14th chapter, right? So there's a constant competition for domination. And when the lower modes dominate, like Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, you lose your intelligence. So that's also described in Gita, right? What's that verse that... Yeah, Vishayam Vinivartante. No, not that one. Jayato, thank you. Jayato Vishayan Pumsaha. Sangas Teshu Upajayate. Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha. Kama Krodha Upajayate. Krodad Bhavati Sammoha. Sammoha Smriti Vipramaha. Smriti Brangshad Buddhi Nashaha. Buddhi Nasho Pranashati. So when your intelligence is destroyed, everything is destroyed. Pranashati means it's all destroyed. So how does the intelligence get destroyed? Dhyayato vishayang punzaha. Dhyayataha by meditating on vishayaha, the objects of the senses. Pumsaha, man, while meditating on the objects of the senses. Sangat, dhyayate vishaya pumsaha. Sangas teshu upajayate. By that sangha, by that association. Sangat sanjayate kamaha. Desires for enjoyment arise in the mind. Kamat krodha upajayate. And then anger comes. And from anger, krodhad. Kamat krodha. Krodhad bhavati sammoha. When one becomes angry, he becomes illusioned. He forgets. He loses his mental balance at that point. Sammohat smriti vibramaha. Smriti is remembrance. The power of remembrance is destroyed. You remember, what does this mean? It means that you remember how to behave properly. And you misbehave. And that happens to all of us. Because We're still under the modes of material nature, and we shouldn't think that we're pure devotees because we came and sat here. But some people think like that. I'm pure, I'm great, I'm wonderful. I am. That's another Maya. But if you are actually free from kama, krodha, all these lower actions, lower activities, then you're pure, then you are pure. At that time, you still feel yourself the most fallen. A Mahabhagavat, the highest devotee on the highest platform, doesn't think that I'm wonderful. He thinks himself as an insignificant servant of the Lord. Because there are innumerable devotees of the Lord. So he understands that. But the one who's under these lower modes of nature gets affected by anger. Kamad krodha upajayate krodhat bhavati sammoha, becomes illusion. Sammohat smriti vipramaha, his remembering how to behave goes away. Smriti bhrangshat buddhi nasho, then his intelligence is destroyed, and buddhi nashat pranashati, everything is finished. Everything is finished means his spiritual advancement is finished. He may go on living. He may go on living, whether he's a human being or a tree. I mean, there are so many human beings who are performing sinful activities, and they live. There was observation by one boy, not a devotee. What is it called? Selective empathy. Did you hear this? Selective empathy. You can kill cows all day in the slaughterhouse and come home and pet your dog. You love your dog, but you kill the cows. That's nonsense. Why you have empathy for a dog? Why don't you eat the dog? No, I can't eat my dog. So they're sinful and they're living. Oh, there's a story, right? Prabhupada told, Ma jiva ma mara. The butcher should neither live nor die, because his life is hellish and he will go to hell. So he shouldn't live and he shouldn't die, but they're living. They're living. What will happen to them? We know. Asurim yonim apanna mudha janmani janmani. They will be trees in Siberia or whatever. They'll have to suffer without intelligence, without a brain in the material world for a very long time. We got 10 minutes left. Any questions? Should we end the lecture? Go to the questions. You got a question? No? Yes, Mataji. Oh, the mic. Is it on?
Yes, it is on.
Okay.
I'm just thinking.
Right, sure.
So, these two sons of Kuvera, they were put into these bodies of trees, and you were mentioning that the tree basically doesn't have the thinking capacity.
Right.
The interesting thing, if I recall here, is they were given, along with the curse, in that body as a tree, they were supposed to retain memory. They were supposed to be able to recall their particular activities that had led to them being put into that particular body. So it seems a particularly excruciating form of suffering. I mean, you were describing something of, you know, just thinking of the trees in Evanston in the cold. So here they are with the power of remembrance in that body. So it seems a particularly excruciating punishment.
Where is it written? Is it written somewhere that they could remember?
Yes, I think in a previous verse it was mentioned that that was the part of the, or maybe a previous verse, yeah, I think so, is mentioned that that was part of the curse.
these two particular, Nalakuvera and Manigriba, when they were in the tree body? Hare Krishna. Trees don't have brains, we know. They were especially blessed because Lord Krishna himself came and liberated them. So this is a special case, no doubt. That's the only thing you can say. If they remembered, it was due to a special blessing directly from Lord Krishna. Which is possible. Why not? Yeah. You want to take the mic?
Hare Krishna, Bhashu Ghosh Prabhu. Thank you for once again blessing us with your presence here in Chicago. And hopefully you'll get to explain to some of the devotees your story of how you came to Krishna consciousness, because it's very inspiring. Briefly, you went to India as a teenager, stayed there, and learned Hindi and became a Prabhupada disciple. So that alone is kind of inspiring, but hopefully you'll get to hopefully explain to some of the devotees. My question and comments related to this verse and your comments, and it actually reminds me about my favorite pastime, where Prabhupada quotes this verse about the three modes of material nature. You were mentioning that there was different classes of devotees, and of course you said we should be humble, we're not pure devotees. And Prabhupada used the analogy of a physician. And that's one of my favorite analogies, because we see in medical science there's basically two physicians, a well-practiced doctor and a malpractice doctor. And so we see that there's also different kinds of devotees. A PhD, pretty humble devotee, and a PhD, pretty horrible devotee.
Oh, acha.
And my favorite chapter regarding that is chapter 89, actually, of Krishna book, regarding the three modes of material nature, where Bhrigu Muni, you know, tests. In this chapter, it basically mentions that the difference between a humble and horrible devotee. And it basically says that the demarcation between a humble and horrible devotee is that a devotee is able to manifest godly qualities in provoking situations. Just like we were quoting that verse the other day, Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Akinchana Sarvir Gunais, the good qualities. And in that purport that Bhagavatam Prabhupada mentions the many different qualities. And one observation I really noticed is that when we speak of humility, tolerance, forgiveness, mercy, compassion, I kind of know we may not notice it, but these qualities kind of are only meant to be used when things don't go our way, when people don't treat us properly, because we never hear a rich teenager tell his father, "My dear father, I forgive you for giving me a Mercedes-Benz for my birthday. I'll tolerate my $50 million inheritance once I graduate from high school." So in this chapter 89, it basically says Bhrigu Muni, he wanted to test all guna avatars to see who was the most humble. He tested Brahma by ignoring him, and Brahma became so infuriated. And so then he tested Shiva. He insulted Shiva. He's like, "My dear Shiva," like you were mentioning, "you're filthy, you're unclean. I don't mean to be mean, but you need some Listerine. Not a sip, not a swallow, but the whole damn bottle." So it's usually when people insult us, we become manifested mode of ignorance, but only Vishnu manifested the qualities of a devotee and provoking circumstances. So my question is that many devotees told me that, and I agree with them, is that sometimes when you come to a spiritual environment, especially when you read on the spiritual websites of the environment, the advertisement is there's peace, tranquility, love, mercy, compassion in our environment. Then when we come to the temple, we're like, that's kind of false advertisement. Do we never put on a website, you may be insulted, you may be criticized, people may say you're in the mode of ignorance. And so my question is, what should our expectations be? Because a lot of times people leave Krishna consciousness because they don't expect that when they come in a spiritual environment, but we all have our narratives, like you said, we're not pure devotees. So what should our realistic expectations be? And is it detrimental to kind of post false advertisements, you know, on Krishna consciousness, it'd be perfect. And so then when it's not, people leave or they commit aparads. So maybe you could explain a little bit about that.
We have to. Prabhupada also had to advertise to attract people. If you don't advertise, and when you advertise, you always, you know, talk about something ideal. And so that's there. The fact of the matter is that self-purification, may take lifetimes, right? May bahunam janmanam ante, after many janmas. Jnanavan mam prapadyante, one who has real knowledge, that means knowledge of Vedic scriptures, surrenders to me. Vasudeva sarvamiti. But most of the people don't surrender, right? They don't follow the Vedic injunctions. Vartate kamakarataha, 1623, they just act whimsically. They do what they want, right? So they might have been a devotee, but they're not following strictly. So that's a fact of life, a devotional life also. You know, that there are people who will be very sincere, and there are people who are not so sincere. Even Guru Prabhupada said, right, if you're sincere, Krishna will take you to a sincere guru. And there's cheating gurus. They don't teach Vedic knowledge. They have their own concocted ideologies. Really, guru is Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam, right? Tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva abhigache. To get that knowledge, you have to go to a guru. Samit panihi, with wood in your hand for performing a sacrifice. Shrotriyam, one who knows Vedic Shastras. Brahmanishtam, he's fixed in the absolute truth. So that can be described in many ways, but Shrotriyam is a very clear word. Shruti is the Vedas. Shrotriyam, one who studied Vedas. So Bhagavatam is a commentary, right? The natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And Vedanta Sutra is a synopsis of the Upanishads. And Upanishads, another name is Vedanta, the end of the Vedas. But that doesn't mean that you're not supposed to study the Vedas. I mean, nowhere does it say. Gita says in so many places, Vedadhyayanam, study of Vedas. Swadhyaya abhyasanam chaiva. Swadhyaya means you recite Vedas every day. Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas had to recite the Vedas. Shudras were not allowed. So then Mahabharata was made to teach them. So how to revive this and spread it among people who are Malechas and Yavanas? So there are different, it's called upai, means to spread Vedic culture. But it's a difficult task. It's a very difficult task. We see deviations, right? Even some devotees go back to being Christians. And in this country, how can you talk against Christianity? Everyone is a Christian. Huge church right across the street, right? Now, people gave up interest in Christianity in the big cities. Actually, that's not 100% true, because there are lots of churches flourishing in the big cities also. But, you know, in urban United States, there's a lot of disinterest in religion. Atheism. And atheism means swechachar. You act in any way, do anything, and like basically act like an animal. So how to spark interest in following a strict regimen, right? No illicit sex. Many devotees in this country failed. Many devotees failed. Whether they were brahmacharis and they went out and had some fling, or whether they were householders who divorced their wife and then married again, and they remain in good standing. I mean, you know, it's amazing. In Vedic culture, it wasn't tolerated. They would be driven out of the village. People were very strict. Prabhupada's written like that. Hindu society was very strict. Now it's become Western society in India. In the big cities in India, they're just imitating whatever's going on. It's become a global village, as they say. Everyone gets information, infotech, and Hare Krishna. What can I say? Kali Yuga is dark. So, yeah, you have to be very sincere and very humble. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. You have to get the knowledge of Vedic literature and at the same time be humble. But, you know, humility is also rare. Don't you know who I am? I've said that. I've said it. Don't you know who I am? It's false ego. It's false ego. So then at least we should feel that we're fallen in the material world. We shouldn't feel, because sometimes we all get angry. And that's the mode of passion. That's not shabdam, what is it? Sattvam vishuddham vasudeva shabditam. That's not pure goodness. So we're still touched. But someone will say, well, you're touched, but I'm not touched. Okay. You're pure and I'm not pure. And that goes on. One should understand inside what are the teachings from the shastras themselves, not because somebody said. So shastra is the center of all. Actually, our business is to study these books, the Vedic literatures, to learn the philosophy and follow it. Simple. We don't want to. Somebody doesn't want to. And somebody does. It's an individual. It's called subjective, not objective. You cannot impose it. It's not an artificial imposition on the mind, as Prabhupada said. Teachings are there. Follow if you want. If you can't follow, Hare Krishna. Then you, in another birth, right? Yoga brashta vijayate. Someone who couldn't follow gets a good janma. So why should we lament? We cannot legislate perfection. And there are devotees, the Ritviks. You know, the guru must be a Mahabhagavat. That's fanaticism. It's fanaticism. No doubt there are statements that support that. And then there's other statements that, you know, a Madhyamadi, a topmost devotee comes to the level of Madhyamadikari. A Madhyama can give initiation. A Kanishta can give initiation. Initiation is not moksha. It's the beginning to initiate, to start. Diksha, you start at that time. Not that you're conferred liberation by a guru. That's what the Murgi missions, you know the Murgi mission? The Murgi means chicken. The so-called religion, it's in Bengal. There's a mission, Hindu mission. And they say that the guru was touched by an incarnation of God and all of his energy flowed into him like electricity and he understood everything. You know, they tell this kind of nonsense story. That's not the Vedic system. And they eat non-veg food and wear saffron as if they're renounced. But the non-veg food is in the mode of ignorance. How can you be transcendental sannyasi? You're supposed to have given up the modes of passion and ignorance and you're eating chicken. Murgi. So we call it the Murgi mission. We didn't call it Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Thakur called it the Murgi mission. It's been around for some years now. So many concoctions are there. They don't want to follow the Vedic system. That's mentioned in Gita. 16:23. Okay. Time is up. Rantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hari Hari Bohu. They remembered their past lives. It's a blessing of Krishna.